Money Mondays with Melody Hobson. Melody is president of Aerial Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, she is a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and every Monday on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Good Cyber Monday to you, Melody Hobson.
It's here, Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday.
We had Gray Thursday. Then we had Black Friday. Now we have Cyber Monday. And today, the expectation is people will spend close to $2 billion online. Last year, it was $1.7 billion. It was an 18% increase over 2002. That was the fourth straight year of double-digit growth, and we will see most likely see double-digit growth again.
Okay, well, how was Thursday? How was Black Friday?
So here's the news so far from the National Retail Federation. Thursday was huge. The sales were up 24% from the year before. So basically, Gray Thursday has become Black Friday.
Oh.
And on Friday, sales were slightly down. So overall, it was still a very good story. It's just that the sales started so much earlier. And in some cases, they started as much as a week earlier because Walmart started their deals a week before Thanksgiving. I mean, I wonder if we're going to wake up, you know, it'll be Halloween and then Christmas decorations will go up. And then I said we'll move from Labor Day to Christmas decorations because, you know, it's this just continued inching up in order to push more sale days in there.
Are there good buys?
The buys have been good buys? There have been some amazing buys. I have to say, I went into a Best Buy on Friday. And I didn't
go for a doorbuster thing.
I went in, you know, late in the afternoon. But I was stunned by some of the deals that I saw. I have to say, I truly was. They had a doorbuster, what was a 55-inch television for $119 or something like that.
If I needed it or wanted somebody, I would have stood in line for that because that's just crazy.
Our joke was we could give people stocking stuffers of 55-inch TVs instead of iPhones because it would be cheaper.
Yeah.
But there are some great deals out there. But today you have to be very, very careful of the scammers. Because I've said this before, cybercrime is the new organized crime. Cyber thieves have become very, very sophisticated. And so there are a few things you want to watch out for.
You say there are fake websites out there?
Fake websites. So
fake apps?
A fake website. First of all, we all know that retailers go after us with pop-up ads to get our attention.
Yeah.
Well, the scammers make their ads, their sites look exactly like our favorite store sites. Exactly. So you don't want to just click on a pop-up ad. You want to actually type the link into your browser yourself. Mm. That's number one. And you also want to check, especially if you have a smaller retailer, make sure they have a physical address and a phone number. You can check and see if they have reviews on Yelp or Google or other reviewing websites.
Uh-huh.
Fake apps. That's another one that's new. Explosion of retail apps. They look very similar to real apps. More dangerous because they get all of your account information on your phone once you download them. So, you need to look at reviews before you download any app. And when in doubt, don't. Mm. And then the other big one, gift card fraud. So this has now grown in a huge way because gift cards have become the number one gift. So you want to check and make sure if you order gift cards online or buy them in a store, but a lot of people order them online, that the preloaded cards have the value that you think is there, and also that the back of the card should have a protective barrier on it that's intact. It's like a seal on a bottle. You know, you have to hear it click. That protective barrier should be intact, and if it's not, then that card could have been tampered with.
But you said that a lot of people will do gift cards, and they'll order them online. How do you know that a gift card that you order online is bogus?
That you want to check and make sure. That's the only thing you can do.
Mm.
The other thing, you want to use a credit card. This is the one time I am really a believer in using a credit card, online shopping. Because if you use a credit card as opposed to a debit card, you have much higher protection. And you will not be liable for any charges if there's any kind of fraud.
Uh-huh.
With a debit card, you have a certain number of days in which you have to declare the fraud. There are a whole bunch of things. There's a cap. Your bank account, obviously, is at risk. So I'm not in favor of debit cards on Cyber Monday. Use credit cards.
What do you think about the use of PayPal? Someone is asking.
I think PayPal is fine, but the one thing you don't want to do not store your credit card information on the website of PayPal. Retype the information in every time.
Oh, interesting.
So that if there is a cyber thief, they don't get all of your information.
And a lot of people will be shopping while at work.
That's why it's Cyber Monday.
Shopping while at work.
While you're on the air.
The faster internet connection. But just be careful.
She's right about them sales.
55-inch for under $200.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
Money Monday is more about what we're talking about on BlackAmericaWeb.com.